October 30, 1916. Threats of scourges, especially for Italy. I was lamenting to my always lovable Jesus, for in these past days he would hardly come, or I would just barely perceive his shadow, and then he would disappear. And blessed Jesus told me, "My daughter, how quickly you forget that on those days in which I do not come so much and I escape you, it is for nothing else but to give one more winding to the scourges. Things will rage more and more. Ah, man has reached such perversity that it is not enough to touch his flesh to make him surrender, but I have to come to the point of pulverizing him. Therefore one nation will invade another, and they will lacerate each other, blood will flow like water in the towns. Even more, in certain nations they will become the enemies of themselves and they will fight one another, they will kill one another, they will do crazy things. Ah, how much man grieves me! I myself cry over him." At the words of Jesus I burst into crying, and I prayed him to spare poor Italy. But Jesus continued, "Italy, Italy! Ah! If you knew how much evil she is up to, how many plots against my church. The blood she is causing to be shed in battle is not enough for her, she is thirsty for more blood, but wants the blood of my children, the blood of the primate. She wants to stain herself with such crimes as to draw upon herself the revenge of heaven and of other nations." I remain terrorized. I fear greatly, but I hope that the Lord will placate himself.